Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep.
Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. Les Carpenter from the Washington Post is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock as we talk a little Redskins and their front office, but we wanted to give you the latest on the NFL, and we heard in the update about a potential Super Bowl in February. Well, it's always in February, but it might be the February 28th, as they're working on contingency plans, and one of these plans would be basically moving the first couple weeks of the season to the end of the season, and it just backs everything up. Our buddy John Arand and Ben Fisher of the Sports Business Daily outlined some of the potential contingency plans. So the Super Bowl is scheduled for February 7th in Tampa, and I guess they would keep it there and move it to the 28th. So just 3 weeks further back, and the season could be delayed all the way until October 15th. They would eliminate the bye weeks. I think these are just what these are things the leagues have to do. They have to figure out ways to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean they would start the season in mid-October. They would eliminate the bye weeks. They would eliminate the Pro Bowl, which I don't have a problem with. I don't think anybody does. And then, so the Super Bowl would be February 28th. Seems doable.
Doesn't seem too radical. I mean, to try to get all the games in if they want to make it a complete season.
What's going to be more radical is if they're playing with no fans. That's going to be radical.
Yeah, I think they may start with no fans, but then there'll be a gradual reintroduction, and maybe fans will be separated. There'll be social distancing principles involved. I think that's the compromise that we'll see until we feel a little bit more comfortable out there. The thing that's scary, and I'm all over the place on this sort of emotionally, is that I do believe that every virus kind of, goes up, spikes, comes down, then goes away for a while, but then comes back like influenza. If that happens, that's right in the middle of football season, the dreaded second wave, which I do believe that we'll handle it better. We'll stamp it out early. We'll have, testing around. Right. And I do believe it won't be nearly as severe as this, but it's still going to be there. And it's still going to be scaring people. Hopefully not, but and there's a part of me that thinks, we're going to be able to get there, but there's a part of me that thinks, but this is going to be right in the middle of the second wave.
I mean, even if the government and the NFL said, all right, fans are allowed to come in.
Yeah.
What is that going to do? I mean, that fear is still going to be behind in people's minds. Are people going to stay away, or are they going to say, all right, the government said it's okay, let's just go and we'll see full stadiums?
Well, I think a lot of people are just going to go. You're not going to see full stadiums, Jason. I mean, you're saying even if they say it's safe and the virus is dormant right now.
So my question is, what percentage? I think people are still going to be weary of it. What percentage of people are still going to say, all right, it's okay, let's just go to the game, let's get back to normal?
I think your real diehards are going to go 80%? Back. I think your season ticket holders, your diehards that were there before are going to go back. It's the people on the fence, the casual fans that maybe go to a game or two every season. Those people might not go back. They might just say, you know what? I'm better off in my basement. It's safer. It's cheaper. That's what the NFL has to worry about, those people coming back.
True. Also, all the people that are vulnerable.
Sure.
Well, those people, they really need to stay home and watch their asses. But, if if they say that this is, in fact, like other influenzas and other viruses, and there's a lifespan to it, and it goes away for a while, essentially, I probably would go back. And probably, you know, maybe I'd do other things to protect myself. But if it's still out there percolating, then I think you got to really have it, people separated and everything. But I could even see full stadiums again if we know for several months, in all likelihood, it's not really going to be relevant. But then I do think that it could, you know, come flu season.
Well, there's the reports that they're going to try to do about 20,000 people in a stadium and social distance that way.
For
guarantee
sure.
You can find 20,000 people in any NFL city right now who want to go to an NFL game.
100%. I agree with that. But I'm talking about a full stadium. Could I get to a point where, I'm just talking about me personally, where I would feel comfortable going to a full stadium? I think I would maybe in the middle of summer. But once you get to October, November, and everyone's starting to get the sniffles again, and everyone's blowing their nose on everybody, then I'm not going to be as comfortable.
But like you said, let's see where we are in August and September.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see where we are. Situation might be a little different, hopefully, in a positive way. But, I mean, mid-October is so far away.
Yeah. But that's prime football season.
I know. And obviously, if the NFL is starting 6 weeks late, that means college football is starting late.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tough to go, you know, when it's late August, early September, and you got no football to watch.
Right. Now, the 17 games that they planned on, that wasn't for the 2020 season, right? The earliest they would implement that is 2021.
That was for next year.
So we have one more 16-game season.
Correct.
If we get it in. Right.
Correct. But they were going to add the playoff teams this year.
And by the way, the players have to be fist-pumping that they passed this deal. With all of this economic uncertainty and all, you know, the economic casualties out there, anybody that was lobbying to not close that deal, I mean, they must be so glad that they lost that, because they locked in on some big money that might not be there, actually.
Well, except they don't get paid until the season starts.
Right, but once it gets going, let's assume it gets back up and running again.
Right.
They would have a way different deal if they were negotiating right now.
Yeah, because the owners could cry poor and say, well, we can only put $15,000 in our stadium instead of $70,000, so you're going to take less money.
The deal would look totally different.
Right. Yeah.
Totally different. They got it in the nick of time.
Yeah, smart.
They literally got it in right at the time that they had to.
Yeah, great timing.
I mean, they canceled the season like within days after they approved the CBA.
Right.
Or they canceled, you know, like the NBA season.
Yeah.
Everything went on hold
They announced the delay.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering when the NFL is actually going to say, all right, this is the schedule. Because they have to make the schedule. I mean, they've got to come out with
a release on May 9th.
All right, so they've still got a couple weeks.
The scheduled release is May 9th, but that'll be tentative.
That'll be tentative.
Well, that tells me what's happening on May 10th. Picking games, picking winners, picking the Skins season dubs and losses. May 10th, pencil it in, drab t-shirt.
You know, my buddy Ben from Crop Metcalf, he's texting me during this conversation, and he's right. College fans will go back almost regardless, certainly in the South, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going back.
Midwest, South, yep.
Yeah, those big, big college towns.
Texas.
Yeah, yeah. They may not even care about social distancing.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They just want to get out of their trailers.
Right.
Joning.
Some of them have big sillies.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Some of them do.
By the way, the article says on or about May 9th for the schedule release. So it's not
okay.
Locked.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Does Drabby have in the outline us going through and picking Skins wins? We got to do the
bet. No, because I think you guys need to prepare for it for like a couple days.
I don't. Give me a commercial
maybe
break.
You don't, but I know some of the other guys do.
Are you kidding?
I take it that seriously.
do you not know the guys? Which one of the four guys do you think takes days to come up with their schedule?
What did we do last year? Did we do it the day after the draft, or that week after the draft?
We did it a half dozen times.
I know.
Wasn't it like the start of training camp?
We definitely did it post draft.
We're in a different world.
The schedule comes out in 10 days.
Yeah, I don't remember doing a half dozen run throughs last year.
Just hang on for 10 days.
10 days? No, I want to give you my winners now. I know we did it post draft last year. I just know we did.
Yes, because I think the schedule came out earlier.
I think Drab's right. Our first go-around was when the schedule came out. I don't think we've ever done one immediately after the draft.
All right. If you guys are right, I stand corrected. Could someone just walk over to the bet book? You guys are about 8 feet away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're 30 miles from it. We're
quarantined from the studio.
That's not true. I know that's not true.
Drab's walking over there now.
He is? Okay, good.
So how is 1015 Half Street looking these days, by the way? Give us a status update.
Ghost town.
Is that right?
Yeah. Remember when Chernobyl went up and then everyone fled the city? It looks like that.
Yeah. EB, I've got the opponents. Make you go through it right now.
Exactly. Do you think I really care that when they play them?
Yes. I like the ebb and flow of knowing when and where.
Yeah.
There's a science to that, EB.
I've already determined that there's no carryover week to week in the NFL. Right, you could look like absolute butt 1 week, cakes.
We don't know who they're opening with. We don't know if they're opening on the road, at home.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
EB?
It matters a lot.
It does not matter.
I've got
no carryover week to week.
I've got it in alphabetical order.
All right, as long as you tell me if it's home or away, that's all
road
I need to
games.
Know.
So these, I'll just go away games.
Even
pick them. I'll wait till the actual schedule comes out. At Arizona,
this is how desperate he is to do this.
At Arizona,
yeah,
winner.
You're
the Cardinals. No, I'm not. They're the Cardinals.
The old. It's the fill in the blank of a team
who's
that's
got the better
than the Redskins.
Who's got the better quarterback?
They do, but that doesn't.
All right, thank you. Enough said.
I'm looking at the bet book here. The NFL. We did it on April 18th, 2019. The schedule came out April 17th. Then we did a post-draft on April 30th.
Okay, so that was just weird there because the schedule came out before.
Yes.
Right. So we're both right. Go ahead.
Well, I thought I just said that.
At Cleveland, DB.
What?
At Cleveland.
That's a winner!
Loser. Who's got the better quarterback?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Baker came back to earth big time.
Who's got the better quarterback?
I actually don't know. Let's just say a split. Let me give it a loss on that one. I don't respect Cleveland, but I'll just take a loss because my first one's a little dicey. So
I got
1-2.
I got 0-2.
This is alphabetical order road games.
Go ahead.
So you've got the 1-1 through the two.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then they're at Dallas.
All right, loser.
At Detroit.
Winner. Always a winner. I'll never not pick a winner. At
even though they have the better quarterback.
Matt Stafford's not
Stafford
good.
Is kind of a loser.
Jason, you could say that about everybody, but we're going to win more than three games. I mean, it's just right.
Oh, I got that.
All right.
I haven't gotten to the wins yet. They're going to win some home games.
No, that'd be 2-2. At New York Giants.
Loser, just at New York. That's fine.
All right.
I don't know that matters anymore, but go ahead.
At Philly.
I guess a loser. Go ahead.
At Pittsburgh.
All right, loser.
At San Francisco.
I guess
loser.
A loser. Go ahead.
It's a 2-6.
Trent's going to have about.
I'm being realistic, so you guys can all go F yourselves. So
Trent's going to have 10 pancake blocks.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So that's 2-6 on the road. Again, alphabetical order.
And by the way, you're supposed to lose road games. So go ahead.
These would be your home games.
Go ahead.
Supposed to lose 80% of them?
Go ahead.
It'd be
Cowboys?
75%.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better than us, so I probably would give them the dub. Go ahead.
All right. Giants?
Winner. Disrespect the Giants.
Okay.
Sorry.
Eagles?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all home games.
Maybe Hurts will be playing quarterback. Winner!
So you got them at 4 wins so far.
I got them at 4-6? Go ahead.
4-7, I believe.
4-7, all right.
Rams.
These aren't in alphabetical at this point. Yeah, Rams.
Oh, I don't respect them that much.
right.
That's at home.
It's common thread.
Yeah. I'm going to say winner.
All right, you got them at 5 wins. Seahawks.
Loser.
Ravens.
I mean, unfortunately, I would say loser.
Bengals.
Winner every time.
Oh, Burrow.
Who's got the better quarterback?
No. Go ahead. I don't care.
And then Matt Rule's Carolina Panthers.
Winner.
You got 7 wins?
You got 7 wins.
7 wins?
You're
That's
insane.
Not a lot. That's a losing team.
Watch this. Right now, 7 wins. Under 7.
No. I got 7
wins. We can do a virtual shake.
I got him at 7 wins. Chase Young and
that's more than doubling
sacks.
Their total from last year. More than double.
Okay. What did the Niners have the year Garoppolo was out?
You mean when
they
he got hurt?
Nubs?
Yeah.
I think they got three, maybe
three. And then
how
many did they get the next year? 13, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Something like that.
I never agree I have a four-game improvement with the best player in a draft. I'm good.
I kind of agree with Cakes. You need the ebbs and flow of the schedule.
Yes. You don't know when the Thursday night game is. I was about to say you don't know when their Monday night games are, but I'm guessing there won't be many of those. There won't be a lot of prime time appearances for the Skins.
I need seven wins.
I need the whole thing out in front of me. Can't just willy-nilly pick it.
All I did was go under seven. I'm confident under seven.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. I think seven is that'd be a good year. Six or seven.
Seven would be an amazing year.
Seven would be great for the first Rivera campaign.
Seven's amazing coming off of 3-13.
If they win seven games, you'll be trashing them all year, how terrible they are.
No, because that means Haskins would have played a lot better.
It means there's progress.
There's going to be progress.
You're moving in the right direction.
You would take 7-9 right now in a heartbeat.
I mean, it's not great. You miss the playoffs. Everything sucks.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Chase is going to have 24 sacks this year. Nice.
If you want to chime in.
Break the record.
800-636-1067 is the number. It's the same for the Thomas Cook Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Article in Bloomberg News about how the airline industry is expected to change and how capacity is down by 70% since January, which makes sense. Nobody wants to sit next to each other, even though we talked earlier about, you know, the exceptions where there are still some flights which are full. But they're expecting, you know, configurations to change, seating capacity to change. They also are expecting the fares to actually go up because they have to bring in the money. So the prices are going to go up. It's going to be harder to find cheap flights when you want to fly. But the question I have is, when are you going to feel comfortable to jump on those planes?
You know, like all viruses comes and goes when it's way down. You know what I mean?
Do you need a vaccine? I saw in England they're actually working on a vaccine. I think they're testing 6,000 people for a potential vaccine in England.
Good.
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to see it as regular consumers for a year at least or 14 months. So, no, I will fly before that.
The only place I ever fly is Bahamas. So, I mean, we fly once a year to Florida for the spring training shows, but I only fly to the Bahamas, and that's not going to happen this year. So I don't see me flying until maybe next year. If I go anywhere on vacation, it'll be, you know, Hilton Head or somewhere in South Carolina where I'll just drive.
I'm with you. My next flight will be to West Palm.
Yeah,
if we do that in the, you know, in February or early March of 2021, you know, the next time I envision
myself
on an airplane.
Unless the landscape is different. Here in the next 6 months.
I'm just going to fly with a mask. I'll wear a mask and hand sanitizer.
Well, they're probably going to make you fly with. They're probably going to make you fly with a mask.
And that's fine. That's good. I want everybody to wear a mask. That's fine. Just to be safe. I'm going to wear my sick clothes so that as soon as I get off the plane, I'm just going to disrobe. I'll get naked in the terminal, and then I'll put on silly fresh clothes with no germs and carry on my
day. I don't want to fly anywhere for a couple different reasons. That, one. Number two, I don't want to spend the money right now.
Right.
I'm with you. Got to save those chips.
Got a pinch. Hey, it's all about pinching.
I'm spending money on Saturday when Offenbacher comes with some of my patio furniture.
You're making a big purchase right there.
Although, JP, I was my wife was house hunting yesterday on, on Long & Foster's website.
Yeah.
There was a house actually over near where Drab lives.
Discount?
No, it's too much. Man, it's money, though, with a pool. Oh, it's beautiful.
Maybe
2 years ago I would have pulled the trigger, but it's just a little too much.
You're in coveting mode.
Yeah, you can't do it because right
I have a number in my head that I want to spend on the house, on a new house, and that's just a little high. But
yeah,
man,
but
it was
perfect. Have you adjusted your number post pandemic?
Yes.
You need to adjust your number.
I did.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm going to write down his adjusted number of what he's comfortable spending. This is post-pandemic.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
You're not going to tell me, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to come to gauge for a reaction.
But all I'm saying is it was perfect. It had a huge backyard, great pool. I mean, the interior was awesome, but
what I keep telling you, Jason, is everybody
it's over near where Drabby lives. I don't know if that's considered – that's considered Aldi, I guess.
Aldi, I think. Everybody I know, Jason, that has a pool – after about 3 years, they all say it's just a pain in the ass. They all do, like literally everyone.
I know, but I want one for 3 years.
You want them for 3 years?
Yeah, and then I'll sell it.
Get a hot tub. What, post-pandemic number? What'd you put?
Lift it up a little bit, Cakes.
Oh, he's going way over that. Are
post-pandemic
you kidding me?
Poorhouse budget.
It's way over that. It's not way over that.
He's going way over that.
Cakes, that's insulting.
What? He's going way over that.
I mean, that's like a townhouse.
What are you trying to get him? He's buying a shed?
Well, come on. You can't buy something nice for $625K?
Not out in Northern Virginia.
Aldi must be hurting.
Man, I must be out of touch.
Living right on Georgia Avenue.
I'm like Hall & Oates, man. I'm out of touch over here.
He's going to live in like the Redskins football shed?
Are you guys getting different paychecks than me?
You're going to have Chip and Joanna rehab it for that price.
Am I missing out on part of these paychecks?
You might be.
I need an audit immediately.
Bottom line is this house was perfect, but it was too expensive.
The house, Jason, was going to probably double that cost.
No, it wasn't that.
Hey, you can move into Drab's place if you're hurting.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sized to save money.
But I mean, when's the last time Cakes actually looked for a house?
He doesn't have any
idea. He has no idea.
I don't go to open houses. That's finished. Why would I do that?
He's never going to move out of that house, ever.
He bought his house for about $150K.
Oh, I'm sure it was $150K.
All right,
how much was it? Write it down.
It was $495.
Cakes' budget is pre-Big Short movie.
He bought his house
I'm sorry. I'm not in the market for $1 million home. Crazy.
Hold on.
I'm not in the market for $1 million home.
Hold on.
Cakes thinks he's on beachfront bargain hunt.
I'm just looking real quick. I didn't see. Ooh, Entercom stock.
Well, let's not get crazy. Again, I'm not talking publicly about that equity.
Can you buy can you buy an ice cream sandwich at the vending machine for the cost of one share?
I don't know. I think it's still right around the cost of a Twinkie.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's good. I think it's heading in the right direction. I really do believe that.
Can you buy a school lunch for that share?
I don't think so. But it's heading in the right direction. I'm very confident. In fact, I know a good friend of mine bought a lot of shares of it. Recently.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does his last name rhyme with Mealy?
I'm not going to say.
Right.
I'm not going to say, but he bought a lot of shares.
If it wasn't him, he would have said, no, it's not him. Right. So, yeah, it was him.
That's not true. Give me another name.
Oh, of course. Now you're going to do the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
A bargain.
Do you think the next time you're going to go to the Bahamas, Jason Bishop, and jump on a bird?
I don't know. And I know I could get a good deal.
You probably would have done it this summer, right?
No, we probably wouldn't have went. No, we probably would have gone maybe around Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't like going down the summer.
Okay, so your Nashville trip, that one was canceled,
That was
right?
for, yeah, the Nat. We were supposed to be in Nashville last weekend of the draft. Yeah. But yeah, that got canceled.
That's
so,
never to happen.
So they
That's
gave
not going to happen.
So hold on. I think we were flying United. Yeah, we were flying United. So they just gave me credit. So I can – well, I'll say that's the other thing. I can use that money to go somewhere else. They didn't give me a timeline. I'm guessing I can use it whenever I want.
By the way, I'm expecting –
$1,200.
I'm expecting to hear that I'm not going to get a refund for my Spain travel in the year 2024 because all they do is they keep sending me emails – because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're having a hard time sorting out all of the cases that are being sent to us and all the claims. So in 2024, if I make it that long, I'm going to get something in my inbox that says, for whatever reason, we're denying your claim. I'm just bracing myself for that.
Well, don't they have to give you, at the very least, credit?
Yes.
Would think, yes.
I bought
trip insurance because I'm a panicky Pete. So yeah. I should be insured against this sort of thing.
That's
so what's the airline?
That's a pain in the ass, though.
What's the airline, Cakes?
Aer Lingus. But I bought through a third party. I bought through, like, Orbitz, you know, one of these hack travel sites.
Yeah, so you'll have credit on an airline you'll never use
again.
So, right.
I'll be able to fly to Dublin.
Plus,
whoopee-doo.
Half these airlines are probably going to go bankrupt. I know that they're going to be bailing them out, and they're giving billions of dollars to these airlines.
Yeah, I'm going to get
nothing. A lot of them are not going to survive.
Look, Felton. I'm going to get zero. Yeah. All of the zeros.
How much did you spend on that?
Eventually, EB got his poker money. It took like a decade, but remember.
Not a decade, but it took a couple years. But I did give him money.
It took a long time.
Jason, I think just the flights was like $3,500, 4K. I could use that in my account right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
4K.
Yeah. I got to change your life.
Could you use 4K?
Of course.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Pay for my couches that I'm getting.
It will pay for one of your chairs an Offenbacher is going to put on your deck.
Right.
It'll pay for a quarter of your hot tub.
Hot tub's coming in next week.
Woo! You know what I need? I need a hot tub time machine so I can go back and buy Apple at $6 a share. So, right. Does Offenbacher's offer a hot tub time machine?
If they offer hot tubs.
I want one of those.
You know what's funny?
Patio.
I'll be talking about Offenbacher's a lot here over the next couple months because they're now partners.
I'm just giving them silly added value.
Yeah, you are. I appreciate
so
it,
much.
Cakes. You probably want to talk to them. You know what's interesting? In the middle of this pandemic, you know, people are buying hot tubs like crazy. They literally are bringing them in by the truckload.
Really?
Because people are just at home.
They're just chilling.
They're just chilling. They don't know what to do. So people are buying hot tubs like crazy, like hotcakes, Cakes.
Very good. I did not know. I didn't know there was a run on hot tubs.
Run on hot tubs.
I guess so.
People don't know what to do.
Man, right. You love heat, Eric.
Yeah, but I was going to say.
Fire
heat.
You know when I would want a hot tub? In maybe November.
Right.
Or now, December.
He'll use it all year round because it's always cold.
Not in May.
Oh, are you kidding?
Hey, when you jump in your hot tub, are you wearing one of those 1920s bathing suits that covers up like a unitard?
I'm going to tell you, at night I'll be in my birthday suit. That's what I'm going to be in.
Oh,
I can totally see that. Yeah, I can't wait. I don't know. I'll let you know, Cakes.
Yeah, let me know.
Move to the tropics already where it's hot all the time.
I tried to adjust the whole plans of my patio and move the hot tub right next to the fire pit so I could be even warmer.
Right.
I'm not kidding. I swear to God. But
it doesn't work that way?
It would kind of muck it up and make it a little tight.
If Cakes visits, remember, he can only be in there for 15
minutes. Only 15 minutes. Right. Maybe 20. Well, if I really want to push it for 20 minutes.
It depends. The guy told me it depends on the temperature. So if it's like, if it's at a certain, if you have it at say, God, I don't even know the temperatures yet because they haven't schooled me on how to use it. But say like if you have it at 102, you could be in it for 15 minutes. But if you have it at 100, you could be in it for 30 minutes. Or if you have, you know what I mean? So it's all based on whatever temperature you keep it at. Now, rest assured, I will keep it hot.
So when will when will it be up and running? The very earliest.
I have to get Crop out here for the electrician because I have to put in a certain whatever power thing.
Yeah.
But you don't need. I thought you need a plumber. All you need is a garden hose to fill it up.
That's how I filled up my pool.
Hey, you know
up.
What? We're gonna work all the sponsors in here. EB, when I come over to your house and jump in your hot tub, you know what I'm gonna be doing as well?
Are you gonna be bringing pizza?
Yes, I'm bringing Paisanos over. Who wouldn't want to take a little of the work out of working from home? Our pals at Paisanos, they're all over it with their work from home BOGO now every day of the week. Like today, for example, buy any large pizza at regular price. Get a free large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online or via the Paisanos app and use promo code WFH BOGO. That's WFHBOGO. Curbside pickup and no contact delivery is available. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For more details and order, visit paisanospizza.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Les Carpenter from the Washington Post will join us. But almost each and every morning, we've been doing a World Series rewind, looking back to highlights from last season. And we're going to go back to May 11th, 2019. The Nationals entered that game just 15-23. And Gerardo Parra came up big in that game.
It's the World Series Rewind. Presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Here's the set. The kick, base is loaded, 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air to right center field. Going back, Bellinger at the wall, it is gone! Goodbye! A grand slam for Gerardo Parra! On a 2-2 pitch from Dylan Floro. Bang, zoom goes Gerardo Parra! And the Nationals have the lead! It's a five-run eighth inning. With a grand slam for Parra, it's now the Nationals 5 and the Dodgers 2. Unbelievable!
And that was to improve their record to 16-23 by saving that game late. And that was just 2 days after Parra signed with the Nats. So he made an impact quickly.
I remember
after
that game.
Signing.
Yeah. So they were 16-23 after that?
After that win, yeah.
I remember watching that game because Scherzer was pitching. And I was like, oh my God. Parra coming up huge because he hadn't been there very long.
Right. And they got did they get him off the scrap heap?
I think they got him off the scraps.
Because they didn't even trade for him, right? They had just released him and they signed him.
Pretty sure. I have to go back and look at the transaction.
I'm pretty sure that that's accurate.
Is he playing in Japan now?
I think so.
Japan or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Japan.
Well, I don't know that he's playing yet, but that's where he signed.
He signed in Japan. Yeah.
Weren't they playing with masks for a while, those Japanese dogs?
Maybe, or that might have been in Korea. I'm not sure.
Oh, Korea. Is Kim Jong-un dead or what?
I think those leagues are pretty close to starting up.
Yeah.
Right. If they already haven't.
I think Kim Jong-un is still with us.
Thinking he's still with us?
I think the thinking is he's still kicking.
Right. What a...
That's some false reports, apparently.
Right. Shocker.
Yeah.
If TMZ botched that,
it's
then
a big botch.
They can't be trusted again.
It's a pretty big one.
Yeah. Well, what's TMZ's biggest botch? Recently, because they do botch things. They've gotten some
big
ones.
They've had a few big ones.
They've had a few botches recently, though.
They've gotten a lot right, though, too.
Yeah, but they got that Kobe one in the back pocket.
They got the Kobe one right, which bought them some time.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they botch part of the Kobe one, too?
How?
I think, at first, I think they said that maybe
the daughters said that the daughters, I don't know if it was
entire family.
No, it was some reporter.
That was Matt Gutman from ABC who said that.
Right.
Yeah, but where'd he get it from?
I don't know.
Oh, they said Lil Wayne died or something.
All right, that's not that big.
Well, it was 10 years ago when they just, when they reported it.
By the way, did you see?
I think, as far as I knew, Lil Wayne did die.
I did see the update on Travaris Jackson, that he was going 70 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and that's what caused his accident.
Well, was he hammered?
Hammered.
I don't think a toxicology report has come out at this point. Right. He was going over 70 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Did we talk about this on the air? Because I can't remember who brought it up to me, that the cannonball run thing. Did we talk about that on the air?
Yes, the guys who went from New York to L.A. in 27 hours or something.
Yeah, they did it because there's nobody on the road and the cops aren't pulling people over.
Well,
I
they
can't
also
remember
had
where
spot.
I had that conversation. Was that on the show?
Well, yeah, we talked about it. We tried to get the guy on the show, but I don't know. He was inundated with requests.
Yeah,
but
I mean, what a
He also had
time.
Spotters. He had 20 different spotters that were driving ahead of him to check out where all the speed traps were.
Right.
I don't know who paid for all that. I guess they had sponsors.
Yeah, I think they have sponsors.
Can you imagine that? They stopped four times.
What was their average speed?
103 or something. It was over 100.
That's
just
craziness.
Insanity.
Isn't that nuts?
That's their average speed.
I mean, once in a while.
I think they said their average speed was over 100, yeah.
I know we've all encountered it where all of a sudden you'll see like three cars zoom by you and they're clearly in some sort of race.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, like guys in some little like Japanese cars and like three of them will just fly by you.
Right.
For motorcycles.
My buddy has a Tesla. I don't know what model it is. It's actually his wife's. And he drove me. We turned on this, you know, Belmont Ridge, which is just kind of a two-lane road. And he got it up to 100. And I was terrified. We only were going 100 for like 3 seconds.
Oh, you have a rich friend with a Tesla.
Not that rich. This Tesla is not that expensive. Anyway, we were going 100 for about 3 seconds. I was terrified. I couldn't imagine going 100 for 27 hours.
No.
Dude, I went 100 in my Maxima, and I got pulled over and almost went to jail. That
no,
thing
you're
was
only
shaking.
Going like 88, remember?
That's right. He did hook me.
He got so hooked.
That thing was shaking.
So why were you bringing up the Cannonball Run, dudes?
Well, just because, I don't know.
Just because Travaris
Jackson. I saw something, and it just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
By the way, were you going 88 in your Maxima before or after you pwned that old couple in the intersection on your way to Blue Mash?
Oh, when I pwned the old couple, it was before, clearly, because that was the last time I ever drove the vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, I hit the old people from behind and only, and then the cop drove me, so I still made my tee time.
There you go.
That was very nice of him, or her.
It was a her. Yeah, I threw my clubs in the back of the trunk, and I waved to the old people, and still made my tee time.
How'd you shoot that day?
I don't know. I had a better day than they did, though. Those poor folks. Oh, they were distraught. They I'm serious. They must have been in their upper 80s, and they were terrified.
Of course.
It was like I had the corona before. Like, they wouldn't even roll their windows down
because some madman Tiger fan smashed into them going like 45 miles an hour.
Well, they were going. the light was yellow, and he slammed his brakes in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah, that's not optimal.
Eric,
when that happens.
Eric, I'm reading the article right now. Now, this back in December, right? So they were averaging 103.
Yeah.
Okay. They actually got up to 193.
Right.
They were in a Mercedes-Benz E, some E-Class. They actually got up to 193. They were in E63 AMG.
They're driving at Talladega.
So you're saying that's a Mercedes,
that.
Right?
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG.
Yeah.
And they got up to 193 at one point.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Well, that's the kind of S they do on the Autobahn, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, of course it's crazy. And they're doing it like on regular roads.
Yeah, like on I-66.
Yeah, unbelievable. I don't know why I thought of that, but I saw something that triggered that, and we were talking about it the other day. Because I guess it's true, like, you know, cops don't even want to pull you over right now. They don't want you breathing on them. I don't blame them.
Huh.
Be a great time to do it.
Just go out and speed all over the place.
Yeah. How much cash do they get for that? Like, do they get anything, or is it just attention dollars?
What, these like Cannonball Run dudes?
Yeah, is it like a cash prize?
No, they just broke a record. There was a record that was set back in 2013. They just wanted to break it by an hour, and they broke it by an hour.
Right. And that's it?
That's it.
They
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure the sponsors, maybe whatever sponsor they had, funded everything, but I don't think there was any cash prize.
But it's like such an underground thing. Like, not even that many people know about.
I mean, who can sponsor them going driving nearly 200 miles an hour.
I don't know.
Across
Mercedes,
the country.
Mercedes.
Yeah, I don't
no
know.
No reputable company can do that.
No, I know. There was no cash prize. It just felt like doing it.
It's like those guys that steal art that we always talk about.
They were bored.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
Like, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, there's like literally zero market for
it. There's some rich dude on a yacht that has a silly Picasso hanging in his stateroom that he gets to enjoy.
Right, or like
kind of like Ben Affleck in The Accountant.
Right. Or like a Jeffrey Epstein type.
Had a silly Pollock.
On his island.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see how the latest theft went down?
For...
I can't remember if it was a Picasso or a Van Gogh. They just used a sledgehammer.
The one in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Sledgehammer, what, to smash the glass?
I think maybe to smash the wall around it and then just take the painting right off.
Yeah.
Well, I want to smash the wall, the glass on my...
Did Peter Gabriel steal it?
He wants to smash the glass on my Gilbert Arenas jersey.
And light it on fire.
But I want to smash the glass on this because I get a little bit of a glare from my computer, and it's so tilting, and I don't know how to get rid of it. Does anybody know how to do that?
I do not.
I think they sell... Do they sell a spray to take the reflective quality off of, like, picture frames and stuff, like for, like, museums?
Yeah, like the same spray that you put on your license plate, so when you go and don't use your Easy Pass, they're not going to whore you.
Right.
And send you a bill.
Or the spray to, like, paint your bald spot.
Yeah. I think you can see Cakes'
your bald spot.
I think you see Cakes' screen directly over his head. Do you see
if you
look right over his head?
Yeah, you can.
If somebody
No, that's not the screen. That's the light. That's my silly lighting.
That's your light.
You know what? I need a lighting director.
Right.
That's what I need.
I've got my light all figured out except for that reflection from my screen. I've sat here and pondered it for hours, and I can't figure it out.
It's fine. Man,
nobody cares except you.
Yeah, I do care, though.
Who are you, Michael Bay? You need to have a perfect shot?
I want to have the perfect shot. Kills me. I can't quite figure it out. I've turned my thing. I've done all these things.
You know what I can't figure out is your basketball. Like, the Wilson is flipped.
Like, it's backwards.
Yeah, it's backwards. Your signed basketball is backwards. Hey. Whoever signed it botched it. Is that Turge or is that Gurry?
That's Arthur Agee. This is my. I have a lot of signed stuff. This
well,
is
he
one
should
of
have signed it in the other direction.
He's a donk.
That's a donk move right there.
He went to Marshall High School.
He's a Marshall commando. I understand.
Yeah. Public school in Chicago.
That's a great signed ball, but it's kind of botched.
Well, I don't know. No, he's. I mean, I don't know, Cakes.
Like, he should have signed. Look, he should have signed on that panel.
This panel
right there. Yes.
This one? Yeah. Okay. Yes. He did it one up.
Botched it.
I'll get Will Gates to sign this one right here.
Right.
And then it'll be
Here's what you should do. You should take that ball and go out on your porch.
He's going to say, kick it.
And no, put it in your fire pit and light it on fire.
Are you kidding? This is, of all the memorabilia I have, this is probably my most cherished right here. Best movie of all time.
Okay, but he signed it upside down. I'm sorry. He just did.
Silly.
You don't remember his venture into slam ball?
I always wanted to play slam ball.
You got to try to make some cash. If the NBA isn't calling, you got to make some cash somehow, JP.
When you jump on the trampolines, I'm all about it.
I have a Brady Quinn signed Notre Dame helmet. It's up here in one of these shelves.
Yeah.
But there's books in front of it.
That's
so,
how much respect you have for it.
Books. I'm sure you read books.
I got 100 books right in front of it. But I can't remember the last time I actually took it out and looked at it. Mm-hmm. I should just give it away to some huge Notre Dame fan.
Yes, you should.
You won't give it away to Paul Dugan?
Or maybe, you know what, so maybe I'll sell it since I'm...
Or Tom Healy?
Maybe I'll sell it. Someone
Ed Jordanic?
We should do a segment where we bring in all of our memorabilia that we don't know what to do with.
Well, that's one thing I don't know what to do with.
I've got, like, signed Juan Dixon shoes in a... office. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Redskins. We talked about a little bit earlier how Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith have found common ground and have come together in their draft preparations, their free agency moves, their trade of Trent Williams. We'll talk to Les Carpenter from the Washington Post next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.